You know, every year there's a big challenge on Purim because Baruch Hashem Klai Yisrael Zrizim Makdim on the Mitzvahs comes the night of Purim and they feel that whatever you do by day is supposed to do by night. So they drink at night and they have a hangover and they get up the next morning and they remember that they have to hear the Megillah twice. Once is not enough. And the second time, you know, after a hangover, it's so torture. Because Bishlaima, when the third parak comes, there's Haman's. But the first two prakim, there's no Haman. And it's so boring. Especially when you have a very slow medakdek Bal Kaira, and he's reading the Megillah slow. And if you sit down, you're going to miss a word. And you're going to have to hear it again. So you have to stand up, and like, you know, a little tipsy a little bit, and you're trying to hear every word. And it's mamish torture. And the halacha is, if you miss one word, you have to hear it again. And Bemes, you know, I tell you, I wish we would have paskined that, like the Mandiyoma that says only from the third parak you have to hear the Megillah. But we paskin, I mean, there was one Mandiyoma, the third parak, the sixth parak, all different Mandiyoma, but we paskin that you have to hear the whole Megillah. And Bemes, it's a pella, why do you have to hear the whole Megillah? I mean, the first two parakim, yeah, nice story, but the action starts from the third parak. So the Vilna Gaon wrote his Pirush, and in this Akdomi he wrote that people think that everything starts from the third parak. And if we paskin that you have to hear from the first parak, it means the Nisim started from the first parak. So even though in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, I have enough time to do, it's really 4 hours to do the whole Megillah. But we're only going to tonight, we're going to just discuss, we're not going to go pusik by pusik, but we're going to bring down up here the grah, the nisim, the starim of the first two parakim. So at least it won't be boring, you'll understand why you have to read from the beginning, and the first two parakim, you have no idea what was going on. Anyway, the Megillah starts. And, you know, the second pasuk reminds me of, I guess, a reporter that would be on the day of, let's say, the Super Bowl. And he has the unfortunate situation to have to be a broadcaster an hour or two before the game starts. Because there's nothing to talk about. So, you know, you were talking about, oh, yeah, this celebrity is here and that celebrity, then, like, he has nothing else to do with his time because there's nothing to talk about. How much can he talk about? Who do you think is going to win? I mean, what could he talk about? So the second pasuk says, Bayom HaMahem, that Geshevis, that the king, was sitting on Kisa Mechusa Shebeshushan Abira. I mean, where else is the king supposed to sit? So the king is sitting like here. It's like a report, okay, now I see. And the king goes inside, and where is he sitting? Oh, he sat on his throne. That's why he had a pasuk in Megillah. So the answer is, those who know history, that Achashverosh, his predecessors, overthrew the Babylonian dynasty. Belshazzar, everyone knows Daniel, because he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, he made a mistake, and he cheshbin the 70 years, because he knew there was 70 years between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And he made a mistake in the cheshbin, and when 70 years came up according to his cheshbin, he took out the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, the nevuah wasn't bekuyim. I have nothing to worry about. But then there was on the night that they were eating those kalim, there was handwriting on the wall. They brought Daniel that night he was killed. And the Persians overthrew them, and they took over the capital city in Babel. Now, afterwards, Ahasuerus used to be a stable master. He was a stable master. But he became king. Listen, we find in America an actor becomes a president, and you have a balabus becoming a president. I mean, anything can happen, right? So the stable master became a president, but he had a inferior complex. You know, everyone's going to call me a stable master. So he was trying to figure out what can he do that people should realize that he deserves to be king. So the first thing was he married the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. He married Vashti. So have some yichus, but the problem is he said, okay, she has yichus. What about him? So he thought of an unbelievable idea. In Babel, because they inherited everything Babel had, was the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, there were many people who tried to sit on that kisei. There was a paroi that tried to sit on that kisei, and mamish, the animals gave him a kick that he was called paroi nachet for life. Lame paroi. I mean, forget it. So, but if he would be able to sit on that kisei, that would show that he deserves to be king. But he may be stupid, but he's not an idiot, like first class. So he's going to sit on that kisei. He's going to be in the hospital. So he decided, I'm going to try to make an exact replica of this kisei, a phony replica, and then I'll sit down on the kisei, and they'll know that I deserve to be king. Now, when he became king, always in the first month or so, just like the president of the United States, he makes an inauguration that, you know, you become king. He delayed the inauguration for 3 years. Why? Because he couldn't find anyone to make this kisei. I'm not having my inauguration until I can sit down on the kisei that I deserve to be king. He couldn't find anyone to make such a thing till he found artisans in Shushan that were able to make such a kisei. Okay, so finally it took them 3 years and they made this kisei. This kisei was so heavy that when it was finished, Ahasuerus said, okay, bring it to Babel. There was no ship, there was no way, it was so heavy. Bishlam, the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech, was Ruach Chaim, it had Ruchnius. So, you know, Chai Noise Satsmai. But here, there was no way, it was mamish dead weight bolts and screws, etc. There was no way to carry it. Because it was a stomach kisei. It had springs that, because when you took one step, it picked you up to the next step. There was a whole class act that it used to do till it put the crown on your head. It was a whole shtickle Torah. So therefore, he had to make exactly the same thing that they had at Kabbalah, how this kisei is supposed to be. So there was a big problem. The kisei is in Shushan. It's built 3 years. And he's in Babel. So therefore, the next day came a decree that for security reasons that we can't divulge, we're changing the capital city from Babel to Shushan. And therefore, that's why he... Now we understand the pasuk. Bayomim ahem kesheves hamelach Ahasuerus al kisei mechusay asher b'shushan habira. It was in Babel, and he had to change the whole thing and the whole shtickle Torah. And because of his inferiority complex, that's why he did it. What's Hashem doing here? The answer is, the Malchei Ahasuerus came to Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Kulama, you're going to make a gzera on the Jews, and we have a technical problem. Who's supposed to save the Jews? Mordechai. Where does Mordechai live? Shushan. Ahasuerus is in Babel. How are we going to get them together? So there's no worry. I'm going to make a complex. He's a stable master. He's going to be Meshuggah. He has to make a kisei. And they're going to transfer the, because of the kisei, is made in Shushan and can't bring it over. So he's going to change the capital city in order that the tzaddik stays in his place, and the Rasha goes to the tzaddik. Says the Goyin, now you understand why you have to read from the beginning of the Megillah to know the whole thing. And that's a Mishnah Sholosh L'moch. He had to wait 3 years because that's how long it took it. So he made a Mishnah. So now he's making a Mishnah, and he's making this Mishnah 180 days. Why is he making a Mishnah 180 days? The answer is because Achashverosh yarshined 1,080 oitzrois of exquisite gold, silver, the pearls, emeralds, rubies, who knows what kind of jewelry. All this was amassed by Nebuchadnezzar. Now Nebuchadnezzar amassed 1,080 oitzrois in his lifetime of all the countries that he captured. One day he realized that he's getting old and I'm going to die and my kids are going to yarshin. I worked so hard all my life. I got 1,080 oisris and my kids are going to yarshin. Mommy's being lazy, good for nothing's doing nothing. Chas v'shalom. So what he did was he found a valley and he put all the oisris there. And then he made a canal, a man-made canal, and covered it all with water, killed every person that worked on the project. So now no one knows where all the oisris are. And then he said, now I can die in peace. Mosh, a nut first class. So anyway, that's what he did. But because, so when Koiresh overthrew, and remember, it stayed like that, after the Buchanetza, after, till his grandson Belshazzar, till he died, no one knows where these oitzers are. Finally, because Koiresh had a machshava to let the Jews build the Beis HaMikdash, this was the first Koiresh that overthrew Belshazzar. Hashem caused that the water evaporated until they saw the tops of the treasures. Then they got rid of all the water, and he yarshened all these 1,080 oitzreis, and it went down Beirusha till it got to Achashverosh. Achashverosh knew that, you know, it's like the Forbes 500, I don't know, you know, you are how much money you have. So therefore, he wanted to show, not only is the kisei sitting on the kisei, but I'm going to show you how rich I am. So now like this. Now there's a technical problem. So he wanted to make a Mishnah and show everybody how much Eitzrus he has. The problem is, it's a little gaiva to invite, you know, let's say you buy a house and you're chalashing, this house is $2 million. You're chalashing to show off the house. But the problem is that you just can't call, hey, Shlaimi, you want to come to see my house? That's not how you do things. That looks like gaiva. What you do is you invite Shlomi for supper. 6 o'clock sharp. Comes for supper. 6 o'clock sharp. Oh, my wife had carpool today. It's not ready. Come, let's go in the foyer and I'll give you a martini, etc., this and that. And then we're sitting down there. Goes in the kitchen. Comes. It's only going to be ready in 45 minutes. Nothing to do anyway. I'll show you the house. I have nothing else to do, so I'll show you the house. You know, and that was the whole thing, a ploy to get to show the house. So therefore, he asked his advisors, Ben Gavra Le Gavra, to show the Eitzris, I'm making a Mishnah. I'm inviting everyone for a Mishnah. Ben Gavra Le Gavra, between the courses, and the courses take a long time to give everybody the food. We have to make the food, fresh ad. Fresh. So therefore, how many oitzris can I show a day? They made a cheshbon, max 6 oitzris you could show a day. So he made a fast cheshbon, 6 to 1,080 is 180. That's why the Mishnah had to be 180 days, because now it's very geshmak. Baroisai, the whole ploy why he made 180 days was in order to show as oishik voy machusai, and the court to Fresco says 6 words, 6 oitzris a day, 1,080 oitzris. That's why it had to be 180 days. Oh, now we know what's going on over here. Then when that was finished, So the king made a mishnah 7 days because he realized that Bishlam and Bavel, they were used to having the kingdom, so they were loyal subjects. Now I transferred the city to Shushan, who says they're going to be loyal to me. Now, I'm not interested to show these peasants jewelry. Believe me, you'll show me fake jewelry and real jewelry, I will not be able to tell them apart. My wife says sometimes she can know, I don't know. But anyway, but I can't tell the difference. So what are you going to show these peasants? But he knew the klal. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So therefore he decided for the people of Shushan to get him on his side. He made everybody has to come to the Mishnah of Achashverosh 7 days. That's a whole week, you know. And it's interesting, you know, they always have a week cruise. The seven is a shlemus, is a week. That's a dover b'shlemus. So he made a week Mishnah. And that's it. Okay. I'll just say one thing because it's a pasuk that no one has any idea what it is. It reminds me of Pesach. Chur karpas, tcheles ochus b'chavli wuzvar gomen, aglili kesev amudei sheish. Tell me, does anyone know what this pasuk means? It's doing there. I have no idea. Glili kesev. Well, the answer is like this. He had a technical problem because in those days, everyone ate beseba. Now, if everyone eats beseba, and you're making a mishteh for all the people of Shushan. It cannot be in the palace. The palace wasn't big enough. So where did he make it? Bachasar kinas Bisan HaMelech. Bisan HaMelech was, you know, like they have Camp David. He had a summer retreat on the back of his palace and a huge courtyard in front of it. So in this courtyard, Bachasar, the courtyard of his botanical gardens in front of his summer Camp David, that's where he had this big courtyard. Oh, it's big enough to have all the people of Shushan. Problem is, in this courtyard, can you please tell me how people are going to do a seba? It's not like you have a table with, you know, like, so therefore he decided that I'm going to have beds. I'm going to have a bed and put all these beds, and the beds are made of gold and silver, and he's going to have these beds. And people sit down on the bed with a nice mattress, whatever, and have a seba. There's only one problem. They're going to be drinking. Now, when a guy drinks, he could go back and it'll fall down. Because it's not, if it's a wall, so you put the bed by the wall, so he's not going to fall anywhere. People don't fall front, they fall backwards. So how can he prevent all the people from falling down? We've got a technical problem here. So therefore, like this, he made a support system in back of every bed. So he has all these beds of gold and silver, and he has the support system. What was the support system? Chor karpas et chelis. The fabric was made of karpas and chelis. Ochus, it was fastened b'chavli vuzvar gomen of rope of buzvar gomen aglile kesef amudei sheish. Unbelievable. He had tires. A round tire made out of gold, right? Or silver, whatever. And he had portable pillars. So he had these pillars. He put the pillar in that tire that it shouldn't move. And he fastened the fabric with rope to the pillars. Oh, so now we understand what's going on over here. In order that the people shouldn't fall off the bed. Okay. And the beds were separate from Zavik Kesef Kitzer. Okay, now, meanwhile, Vashti is watching this 7 day Suda, and she's jealous. Now, why should she be jealous? Achashverosh is making the whole thing to get everyone loyal to him because he's a stable master. Vashti doesn't need it, she has yichus. But all of a sudden, the Eibishter made Hashgacha, women's liberation. It's not fair. Like, you know, you do, I also want women, this chopped liver, I also want. So therefore, she also made a mishnah that she wanted to show him, you're a nobody. You're making this mishnah in the courtyard. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in the palace And everyone knew he had the palace and the place that he had his throne where everyone sees him. And then in the back of the palace was his private domain that no one ever goes in there. You know, it's like the, you know, in the White House, the Oval Office, like that's the mamish lefnai v'lefnim. Then no one goes there. So the mice like this, he brought all the women, she brought all the women inside, all the way inside, mamish, inside, then no one ever goes there. To show who wears the pants of the family, I'm the boss here. Which is tremendous hashgacha. Why? Because this innermost place that only he's there had windows to the chutzner. And it gets hot, they open the windows. Now, when women get together, I tell you, I'm very jealous. Because when I come to a bar mitzvah, all the good stuff is by the women. They just give the men some bought cake and shond and kugel, and all the fancy stuff is by the women. And the women are on diets, they don't eat anyway. What do? They just talk. Everyone's talking, no one's eating anything. So sometimes I get the cousins, you know, it's a relative, I get the cousins, bring me some decent stuff, you know, get it from the other side. And what else are you going to do? Someone's going to waste it, they'll save it to the end, and they're going to give it to Chreswas. So therefore, so all the women got together, and they start talking. Now the guys are outside all drunk, and they hear women talking. So Mela, they start out with a big hashgacha, and when it's by Yoy Mashvi, very interesting that Chazal say that this was Shabbos and Hashem was going to make a Mida Kenegan Mida, because Vashti used to have Jewish girls work for her on Shabbos without clothes. Said the Eivishta, I'm going to pay you back to kill you without clothes on Shabbos. But anyway, they start fighting. And all the men are fighting because they had to fight who's prettier, Medean women or Kasdian women. Like, oh, fight. I mean, and some Modai or Poras. They start fighting who's prettier, Modai women or Poras women. The king, and they came to the king, King, you paskin for us. Who's prettier, Modai women or Poras women? And he was drunk. He said, I don't know, Poras or Modai. My wife is a Kasdian. From Bovel, because the granddaughter of Bovel, she's prettier than all of them. One guy raised his hand and said, can you prove it? Now, normally I'd have him shot, but the problem is he had a big banner, Lasses Kitzon Yish V'ish, in order to make everybody happy. So we had to conform. So therefore, he wants to be Vashti, and the truth is, Vashti was such a prutzer, because he said, I'm going to bring Vashti without clothes. It's Bekesem Achus. Zadiyuk. Only Kesamachus. Only the crown. Nothing else. So therefore, only the crown. Now, Vashti wanted to come. Like, she can't wait! Oh, she's coming without clothes. But the Eibishta made, it's a machleik, it's either she got leprosy, or she got a tail. She's not coming! Okay, and so Abin, so now her gaiva came back, and she said, you stable master, you, that my father ate 400 kaisis and didn't get drunk, and you have 4 kaisis, you're drunk, whatever it is. So it says that this idea came to the king, so he got angry, v'chamasi baraboy. And the Gemara asked, why did he get so angry? What do you mean, why did he get so angry? She's not coming! The answer is, in life, if you get angry, as time goes by, you know, let's say 2 guys in the yeshiva, one guy threw some spaghetti at the other guy, so he rushes to kill the guy, and the boys in the yeshiva see it, so they hold the 2 guys apart that they should settle down. So usually after a few minutes they settle down. Here was the opposite. He got angry, the chamosi barbo, he's getting angrier and angrier. That's lehepech teva. As time goes by, you're supposed to settle down, not get angrier and angrier. The answer is, Chazal say, because she said, you stable master, you. I made this whole spiel that no one should know as a stable master, that I deserve to be king, and she spilled the beans. And they're going to ask him, why are you so upset? Why are you so? What are you going to say? She called me a stable master. So it's bad enough to hear. He's not going to tell anyone. And when you're upset and you can't tell anyone, you're going to get angrier and angrier. That's what Abishta wanted. Okay. Now, it's very important to know. So why does he do something to her? You know, over there, the kingdom was in a very interesting situation. The code of laws in Parasamade was that the king, the ruler, was able to paskin at anything that was negea people of the kingdom. But anything personal that was negea him had to go to court, which is very pashut. Let's say a guy has a spitball on the king. Can't take off his head. Finished. In order to protect people of that Nagi, he has a Nagi, he's going to kill a guy. So they made a check and balance system. Whatever's Nagi, you have to go to court. And that's why he had to go to court, because his wife did not come to him, so he's going to court. Whatever's personal goes to court. Anything else you paskin. So he went. All of a sudden, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Haman, it was very interesting. You know, Hashem made Haman in a situation. When a person goes Ligdul, his name changes. Mimuchan says there were seven, so he said to Mahuman Bisa Chavroinim Bisa Vavaksa Zeza Vacharkas, seven Sarisim. Mahuman was Haman, and he was the top chamberlain. Remember this? He was a top chamberlain. And then, between what happened that she told them, "You stay by, I'm not coming," one of the judges died. When one of the judges died, they take the top chamberlain. So therefore, he was now top chamberlain. He became, within this time period, the lowest judge. And that's why it says, Kashna Shesad Mustatash Mamuchan, because he went Bidula from a chamberlain to a judge. So his name changed from Mahuma to Mamuchan. That was Haman. But remember this situation, that he knew what she said. Achashverosh said to the judge, "Listen, there was a problem. She doesn't want to come, you know, politically. She didn't come when I told her to come." He didn't say one word about what she called him. Haman knew. The other judges did not know. So therefore, Vayomer, the Gemara learns out from here that a head yet kovitz bereish. Meanwhile, Mimuchan jumps up. Why did he jump up? Because he had shalom bayis problems at home. Mimuchan was a midget. Haman was a midget. Very small guy. Midget. And Zeresh, his wife, wore the pants of the family. And she bribed whatever in order to get them a high thing. And he so instead of having a karas hatov to his wife, you know, he's from Amalek, Amalek, there's no such thing as a karas hatov. He's angry that she's wearing the pants of the family. Not only is she wearing the pants of the family, she made him break his teeth to talk her language. She was from Turkey, and he had to talk her language. So he was breaking his teeth. So everything about Zeresh he couldn't take. So all of a sudden, here's what happened over here. I have a way to get back in my wife. Now, another thing. He knew that if they have to paskin something on Vashti, and they do something to her, sooner or later the king is going to want to take revenge because they did it. So what he did was an ingenious thing. He says, this whole law that whatever is negea, everybody you paskin, whatever is personal we paskin, is ridiculous. Because you, there's no such thing as something personal to you. You are the role model of the whole Malchus. And whatever is Negiah, you is Negiah the whole Malchus. It's never personal. People are looking at you. So therefore, I declare to Mevatel the judges, you have to pasken everything on your own. You have to become absolute dictator. Because lo yalechem levadoi of Vashti. Vashti didn't only sing to the king. She sinned to everybody. Because everyone's going to learn from her to be Mevazah their husbands. Therefore, and not only that, do you know what Vashti did? She called you a stable master. Whereas the Shishomu is around a stable master. Therefore, I declare everything is from you. You're the absolute dictator. Does he put in the constitution? Does he pass the mother of the That's it. Finalized. You're the absolute dictator. Now you're going to ask us, hey, so what should he do? The best thing is, Mida Kneged Mida. When you wanted her to come, she didn't come. Declare, when she wants to come, she can't come. That's what you tell everybody. In private, what you do to her, you're going to get rid of her. Because if when she wants to come, she can't come. And she says, what do you do about queen? Very important. Lerusa means a miyuchas. Of course, you have to have a miyuchas. That's prettier than her. And then, when everyone hears that you're the absolute dictator, you worrying about your stature in front of everybody. Once you become dictator, everyone's going to fear you. And therefore, every woman will give honor to the husbands, no matter how big they are, or small like me. They'll give honor. Now, if I would have been there, I would have had him shot. Because all the judges are losing their jobs. But Hashem made Hashkocha that they got up and started dancing. Wow, Haman's brilliant. He was losing their job. No more judges. No. And they did it. And they sent Svarim, and he added to the Svarim that everyone should speak the language of the husband. Okay, took care of Vashti. Okay, we finished Perek 1. Meanwhile, he got rid of Vashti, and he remembers Vashti, and he's going in the palace, going nuts. He lost Vashti. What is he supposed to do? Now, Haman told all the advisors to go on vacation to Bermuda. Because now, Ahasuerus is the sole dictator. And when he gets sober, he's going to remember that he killed Vashti. And he's going to be upset. If he finds anybody, he's going to have him shot because he feels like it. To get his anger off. So the best thing is for everyone to go on their vacation. Summertime, everyone go on vacation. So all the advisors are not there. Unbelievable, Ashkoch. The king is going around. Going nuts, what am I going to do with Vashti? I don't have Vashti, I don't have a queen. And there's nobody there to help him. Yeah, there is someone there. John, doing the floor. And John sees that the king is upset. So, king, why are you upset? I don't have my Vashti. So what's the problem? Make a Miss Universe pageant. And with brilliant, he said, make a Miss Universe pageant. And gather together, call Naira Besula. That's a Lushan Yachid. What's Naira Besula? you're not going to bring every woman there. Every state, every country should have a pageant, and there'll be a winner. So bring all the winners from all the cities, all the states, to one place. So and you make a big pageant. And the Nair say, Tita b'nei ha-melech, timlech tachas vashti. The king loves the idea. Do you know what hashgacha this is? Haman said that you have to give the malchus to a miyuchas that's prettier than her. But Aleph Beza should be a miyuchas, Lerusa. But Baruch Hashem, all the advisors, that's any advisor, she's got to be a miyuchas! Royal lineage! But Baruch Hashem, they all went to Bermuda. Who's here? John. Can I ask you a question? Does John know anything about Yichus? Gotta bring her! And therefore, it doesn't say in the edict that you have to be Miuchus. Pretty girl! So Esther could be in the contest. Because when they're going to ask us, who are you? Where are you from? It says on top optional. You know, the census takers come in, it's optional. So she didn't fill anything out. Yellow, but you're in the contest because John said you don't need to be a miyuchas. You don't have to say who you are. So I'm telling you that this Nari Melch Mishersav, unbelievable how the Abishta made. We don't have to know the other guy, John. But Hashem put him there as a shliach to give such an etzah. And it's unbelievable. That's how Esther was able to become queen. So we kiss her. There was Mordechai HaYehudi. And he raised Esther. And Lemaisa, he hid Esther for 3 years. But they had good census takers, and they realized that girl's missing. And they said, whoever they find are going to kill her. So therefore, they had no choice. Because remember, you make a chesed, you'll see that Esther became queen the seventh year of the Malchus. 3 years, they made the first Suda and killed Vashti. And 1 year, they had to have all the mascara and all the chveis, the Revlon, all these things, chveis, for a year. So Mamela, 3 plus 1, so it comes out that she was hid for 3 years. So Lemaisa, finally they took Esther. And it says that Esther found favor in Haggai's eyes. And he started, you know, he brought 1,000 girls together because they used to start in the contest. Every day another girl started the regimen of the 12 months. As soon as he saw Esther, he forgot about all the other girls and started her immediately on the regimen of 12 months. Start the 12 months. And he gave her 7 naris. What, every girl in the contest got 7 naris? Hashem made hashkacha that he should feel that for sure she's going to be queen. So therefore, if I don't treat her good, she'll take the cum on me. So every queen had 7 naris taking care of them one day a week. Immediately, he gave her the 7 naris to take care of her. You have no idea what hashgacha this was. That means every day of the week she had a different mishuras. There was a big problem. Esther is a tzaddikas. She doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. How could she keep a secret that she's a Jew? She told everybody that I do the 7 days differently. I like from sunset to sunset. That's when I have the 7 girls. Every day from one sunset to another sunset. So Friday afternoon by sunset, there's a girl taking over. And you know what she's thinking? This Esther's a good for nothing. She sleeps the whole day. From Friday night to Monday, she's sleeping in her bed. She's poofing around. She's doing a bagel, you know, 24 hours. That's it. She doesn't know that she's up and going all the other days of the week because she's only there one day. So Hashem, if it would be one Misharis like all the other girls had, that she would see that there's a difference between Shabbos the other days of the week. So Hashem made in Haggai's eye a way to give the seven Mishurises that she should know about Shabbos. Unbelievable. With all that, Esther's not saying who she is. And Mordechai's trying to take care of her. Now Chazal say that afterwards, Esther was a pretty woman. But then it says that they took Esther by force. And it says that Esther found favor in everyone's eyes. What do you mean Esther found favor in everyone's eyes? I mean, she was beautiful. It says the Gemara, no, she was green. Now, I don't know about you, but green doesn't take me as a beautiful color. Blue would take me, but green, Baruch Hashem knows wearing green. Green, it doesn't grab me. It doesn't take me. You know, I don't know. So the answer is, says the Gemara, that she was beautiful, but she got sick. Taivas Rishoyim, right, El Tzadikim, you're learning Suvis. I'm sure you had Gimel Amid Beis, the Sugi of Yehorg Vayavar, by Yoel. Taivas Rishoyim, right, El Tzadikim. And therefore, she couldn't take it. Every day, she couldn't take the disgusting things that Rishoyim had. Therefore, she got green from Tsar. So Hashem had to make a nest to put a chut shel chesed. That's why even as the Toivas Mar, but now it put chesed because she was green. She was beautiful, but she came green. And Alpha became, even though she was green, the king loved her more than everybody else. And then they gathered the Mesulois a second time, and Mordechai is now, they found out that he raised her. See, many Jews used to raise Goyim. As not, they were Balei Chesed, and it was unbelievable. Her name was Hadassah, but the Eibishter made that, you know, they had a negotiation nickname. Listen, when I was born, I was given the name Stuart Gary. Didn't like the name, so when I was 18, I changed it to Yoshua, my Hebrew name. You know, my brother Lawrence Barry, ridiculous. His name is Lib Mando. They give the English names. In England, it's unbelievable how everyone calls these up by the English name, but that's how it is. So she was called Esther. Esther was not a Jewish name. So therefore, even though Mordechai raised her up, no one had any inkling. Esther's not a Jewish name, so therefore they thought she's a goy. And unbelievable, Esther, even though the reason why Mordechai told her not to say who she was because you hid yourself for 3 years, they're going to think Jews hate the king, and therefore it'll be bad for the Jews. Now she became queen, and Alpha became, Mordechai says not to tell, she doesn't tell a word. Now, unbelievable. It's brought down, we just had that when did she become queen? So it says that it's brought down, where is it? It was B'chodesh HaAsiri, the 10th month, which is Teves. This is the only time, I mean, right now, that the date Teves is brought down. The answer is Teves was for the longest nights. Remember that. Teves is the longest nights. Short day, long nights. Why did Eibishter tell this? Why did Megillah tell this? Because Bigson and Seresh were Shermiasat. They were watchmen at night. And in watchmen at night, you know, everyone knows the best time to be a nurse in the hospital is by night because everyone's sleeping. So it's the easiest, turn to have. The problem is that since Ahasuerus married Esther, he was having parties every night. Now, they used to have two jobs, one job by day, and by night, they would come to be the shaman and go to sleep, because nothing's happening. All of a sudden, ever since Esther comes in every night, I want some beer, I want some wine, I want some Coca-Cola, I want some Bombay, I want... In and out, and he's up a whole night with Esther, and Bigson and Sarah's going out of their minds. You can't take it anymore because they have a regular day job and they have the whole thing at night to go to sleep because nothing's happening at night. And ever since Esther came, he's partying every night. So they said, we got to get rid of this nut. So therefore, they decided to put poison. And they said, you make the poison because next time he's going to ask for some beer, we'll put the poison in the beer, etc. Meanwhile, since they talked in their language, Turkish, whatever it was, and Mordechai knew all the languages of the Sanhedrin, knew all the languages. So he told Esther, and they caught the guys, and he found out that's poison, and they killed them. And it says that they put the Sefer Divrei HaHaman, you know, he used to have two diaries, one by the royal chair that he made, and one in his bedroom, a diary. And this especially was put because it was at night. They put this in his diary. So Lemaisa, you tell me, can I go further? I went along, huh? Go a little bit further, huh? Okay. So Lemaisa like this. After that, he was Megadol Haman. So now we're up to Haman. But now at least we see from the two prokim, interesting things are happening. Anyway, so it was Megadol Haman. And because he liked Haman, he gave him a lot of money, and he gave him a lot of covet. So he let Haman have a thing that when Haman goes in the courtyard, everyone has to bow down to him. But Mordechai did not bow down. Why didn't Mordechai bow down? Because he made himself an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, he couldn't bow down either. He had an Avodah Zarah, he made himself an Avodah Zarah, that's why he didn't bow down. And it's very interesting. He said, Lo yichrev lo yishtachaveh. That's a Lashon Osid. It's just a Lekarv lo yishtachaveh. The answer is, I want to tell you something. You know, you come to yeshiva, and you get stark. You learn a lot of halachas. And one of the halachas you learn is that, you know, cousin and aunt, you really can't touch them or whatever. You know, it's problems. And sometimes you go home and it comes yontif, and your aunt comes and wants to hug you, or a cousin, they want, you know, it's very ticklish situations. My grandfather, Rav Scheinberg, had an ace for all this. Anytime an aunt comes and like wants to hug, you know, whatever, and we're talking about an aunt that you know, an aunt or a cousin, does anyone have a tissue? They won't come within your daladams. Does anyone have a tissue? They won't come near you. So therefore, that's the way to get out of all ticklish situations. Mordechai, when Haman's walking through, he could have made believe he's sleeping and not get up. He had ways that they should notice. But he sat down like this in order to show that I'll never bow down in 100 years. So that's why Lo Yich Lo Yishtach there was, he sat with scorn that I'm not bowing down to. So all the other avodim of the thing were jealous. They're bowing down, he's not bowing down. So they decided after 3 days, after Chazokah, he's not bowing down, they're going to tell Haman. Now, why did Haman not realize? Why did Haman realize? The answer is, he's such a Balgaiva. He's walking through the palace like this. I'm not going to look at these mortals bowing down. So he's going like this. He doesn't even realize that everyone's bowing down to him, because that's his gaiva. So he didn't realize Mordechai's not bowing down. So they came to him, you know, Mordechai's not bowing down. So the Gemara says, the Pazik says, Haman sees he's not bowing down, he's ready to commit suicide. Like, excuse me, you were told that he's not bowing down. No, I want to see myself. You were told, you were warned that he's not bowing down. The answer is that Haman thought to himself, the reason why he's not bowing down, because he thinks that I don't notice that he's not bowing down. So he walked through like this, but from the corner of his eyes, he's watching to see if Mordechai is bowing down. Then he turned around and went a little bit closer. then a little bit closer. And the whole time he's looking up, but in the corner of his eyes, he's watching what Mordechai is doing. So he's making the spiel back and forth for 10 minutes, till Mamish is in front of him, and like that. So after he did the spiel, he's like, Mom, she knows that I noticed! And he's still not bowing down, so he went Mishuga. So anyway, first he thought that maybe I'll make a Gezeirah Shemayim. He finally realizes that, no, I'm going to make a Gezeirah Lahashmid. Now, why is he making a Gezeirah of Shmad? He's a very smart man. We know that Hanukkah, the whole ness of Hanukkah was Shmad. They didn't want to kill the Jews. They just wanted to make Shmad on the Jews, make them like Yevonim. Purim wanted to kill them. So what's Shmad over here? Haman HaMolek knew that you just can't kill the Jews. You have to make it a shmad that they shouldn't do Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, they won't have the schusim of Torah mitzvahs, I'll be able to kill them. So the whole purpose of shmad was one purpose only, to get them in a low madrega of ruchnias, and they'll be able to kill them. So therefore, he made it poor, and he went to Ahasuerus to make a gzeirah, and finally he made it this final gzeirah. Now it's interesting. He made a lottery. We call the holiday Purim because he made a lottery. Maybe call Hamantash. Why are you calling Purim? What does Purim have to do with anything? He made a lottery, big deal. Says the Gra that the biggest ness of the Megillah was the lottery. It wasn't stam a lottery he made. He made a lottery day, month, came out Yud Gimel Adar, the best day according to the stars for him is Yud Gimel Adar. What did Hashem do? Hashem changed Maisa Bereishis, that on Yud Gimel Adar, he changed the constellations, that according to the stars, it was the worst day for the Goyim. So he changed Maisa Bereishis. Kavi Yochad, that was the biggest ness of the Megillah. And the Gra says, it's mefurish in the Tefillah. If you look in the Tefillah of Asher Haini, that said after the Megillah, the following words are said, Pur Haman Nepach Lepurenu. The Pur of Haman became our Pur. Our Pur, we made a lottery, what does that mean? The answer, when he was making a lottery to make what's the best day for him against the Jews, Hashem changed that it was our best day. So he changed the mazolis and koichovim to our best day. The mamish v'nehapachu on the poor. That's why it's called Purim. Too poor, the poor of Haman, and it became our poor, that was the best thing for us. Unbelievable. So therefore, what did he make? Lahashmid. As we said, Shmad. He made a gzer of Shmad on Klal Yisrael. Shmad. This gzer of Shmad was the sole purpose. As we'll see later, he made a gzera on Torah, Shabbos and Yontif, Mila and Tefillin. How do we know that? Because later on it's going to say, La Yehuda Moisa Oira, Zotayra. Simcha is Shabbos and Yontif. Sosain is Mila, Bikor is Tefillin. He made a gzer on those four things in order to get Kleisel, Shvach, and Ruchnius. Then Larek, to kill the Jews. La'abe, to cremate them, to burn their bodies. There shouldn't be a zecher of Jewish bodies. Ushlalom Lavois, and to confiscate all their money. There should be no zecher of any Jewish money. Hashem made v'nahapachu. And that's all. Keneged, Lahashmid. You want to take away Torah mitzvahs? I'm adding another mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. You wanted to kill the Jews, to take away the neshama. I'm going to give a mitzvah of drinking. Because drink yain is samach levav enosh, the neshama, that's mesamech. It's not mesamech the guf. You'll throw up. But it's mesamech the neshama. Mesamech the neshama. You wanted to cremate the Jews. So that's the mitzvah of mishteh, of eating. People forget, they think the Iker Mitzvah is drinking. You got to eat, you have to have a Suda. And the same mitzvah of drinking is the same mitzvah of Suda. Have the Suda and then drink, but don't just drink and forget about the Suda. You want to take away Jewish money? I'm going to make matanis levyoin and mishloach monies. Jewish money is going to spread around the whole world. So all the mitzvahs of Purim, where it says the grove, menahapachu, and what he wanted to do. And then, haratzim yatzah dechufim. They ran like mishugoyim. Huh? Excuse me, what day? This was in Nisan. Was it Nisan? 13th day of Nisan. Because it says, on the 13th day of Nisan, that's when they made this thing. B'chayidah Sharishan, B'shleishah Saboy, Chayshvish is Nisan, 13th day. When is the Gzeira? Yud Gimel Adar. How many months is that from now? 12 months. Why are they going like Meshugoyim? You have a long time. The answer is, later on, after they killed, you know, a hidden preview, in a few days we're going to kill Haman. Now, it says that Mordechai waited. You know, Mordechai went to the king and said, please be mevatel the letters. And Achashverosh said, no. Makoyach bezdin yofer. Sorry, you can't be mevatel. So Mordechai had a problem. He said, do whatever you want, you can't be mevatel. So Mordechai had an unbelievable thing. He waited till the first shluchim come back, and then he sent the same shluchim again, and to explain to everybody that it was a printing mistake. The first gzeira said that the goyim should do to the Jews. You know, sometimes they send an invitation for a wedding, can make mistakes. So he said that it was a printing mistake. It said in the first Gzeira, the Goyim should do to the Jews. It was a mistake. It's the Jews doing to the Goyim. So that's why he waited. They had to go like Meshugoyim in order to get back in 70 days. And the reason why it took 70 days was for 70 days for the Jews to do tshuva. They wanted the 70 days connected to 70 years between the first base of Midas, the second base of Midas. So Hashem wanted 70 days of tshuva. And though he waited, that's why he only wrote the new decree on the Sivan, in the Mamash Chav Gimel Sivan, because he waited 70 days, 2 months and 10 days. 70 days. He waited till the first shluchim come back, and he had rachmanas on them. These were runners. And then it says later on that he sent them in wagons, but the same guys, and they were muholim. We deserve a vacation. Where's the vacation? We ran for 70 days. No, go back. And he met the same guys, because if the same guys go, they'll understand there was a printing mistake. Because he sent the same guys. So therefore, and that's why it's so understood. When Mordechai sends him, it said, Mordechai wrote that Lahashmin, Lara, Goliath, what Lahashmin? You're doing Shemad to the Goyim. It was the same spiel, just that they showed it was a printing mistake. So whatever Nusach Shalom Lavoy, they didn't want any Goyish money, nothing, but he had to put the same thing, and just to say it was a printing mistake, and that's what he did over there. So that's why they went out and Mevuholim over here. So that's why. Now, one more thing I'll say, because it's getting late. One more thing I'll tell you. So Esther, Mordechai was crying, and Esther is told by Mordechai, you know, you got to go to the king. And she finally says, okay, everyone in Shushan should fast 3 days. Everyone in Shushan should fast 3 days. Now, right before that, stop. She didn't want to go, because she said, I'll go to the king, he's going to kill me. And Mordechai told her back, if you're quiet now, you and your father's house is going to be destroyed, and Revach Vatzal will come another way. What do you mean, you and your father's house? She's an orphan. What, you in your father's house? She's an orphan. The answer is that Shaul HaMelech never had menucha in Shemayim because he did not kill Adamolik. Esther was a descendant of Amalek. Mordechai was Megala to her. You are a Gilgal of Shaul HaMelech. And you have a way to be Mesakin what Shaul HaMelech didn't do. If you don't do this now, Shaul HaMelech will never have a Yeshua in Shemayim. At Ubeis Avich Tavedu. And therefore, Esther is doing it. But she wanted that the people of Shushan should fast 3 days. She didn't say that everyone in Klal Yisrael. Why should the people of Shushan fast 3 days? Very important to know. See, everyone has a big mistake. People think, why was the Gezerah of Haman was because they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. That's ridiculous. The Gemara says in Megillah that then the Gezerah should be not people of Shushan. The only they didn't go to the Suda. The answer is there were two Averis. One Aver was for all Klal Yisrael that in the time of Nebuchadnezzar they bowed down to the Tselem that he made. Daniel didn't bow down, but everyone else bowed down. Michanan and Mishael Bazar didn't bow down. Everyone else bowed down. That was one thing. Second thing, they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. That was only the people of Shushan. And that's why we have two Purims. One Purim, because all Klal Yisrael fought Amalek one day to take care of the Aver, that they bowed down to the Aver Zar at the time of Nebuchadnezzar. But the people of Shushan had a second Aver, that they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. And that's why they had to fight Amalek for 2 days. Number one, for the first Aver of bowing down to the Avodah Zarah time of Nebuchadnezzar. And number two, they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. That's why there's two heroes. Mordechai is to take care of bowing down to the Avodah Zarah time of Nebuchadnezzar. And that's why Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachaveh, to be misaken that. Esther was to be misaken that they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. They were interested to have enough from a Russia. Esther was the complete opposite. She had no rotzin b'chlal, tovis or shem. She wasn't interested in the whole business. She's the misakin of that second chet of the people of Shushan. So she wanted, before she goes to the king, that all the people of Shushan should fast 3 days to get the geshmak. They were nen in the Suda, Ma'is of Russia. Get that geshmak of the Suda out of your kishkas. To fast 3 days to get the geshmak thing out of the kishkas. And that's why only they had to. And that's why you'll see later in the Megillah, Esther was the one who asked for the people of Shushan a second day. Because she asked the Mesak and that chet. Mordechai didn't ask. Esther asked for a second day to take care of that chet. They have to have a second day of tshuva and kill out Amalek. So everything is unbelievable here. So Bez Hashem, I wish I'd go home night. It's really 4 hours. But I hope you have a little enhancement of the Megillah. And everyone should be zeichet to have a tremendous sus and the simcha. Amen.